honestly, if they fail the quarterback thing one more time, again, it's a hard thing to do, but at that point, it'll have been like a decade since they figured it out. And it's like, at that point, even if I still think Tomlin's a good coach and they still are doing some good stuff, you probably have to walk the plank there.
I think that's an obvious take there. That's Derek Klassen from The Athletic. They fired Mark Caboli, so I have nothing nice to say about those football people over at The Athletic. But I do think that's an obvious take. I don't think he was talking about this year. He couldn't have been talking about this year with Mike Tomlin. Oh, if they fail the quarterback position this year, you fire Mike Tomlin. You don't usually get that from the national media. Now, I fired the guy like three off seasons in a row, so maybe I'm not the right guy to ask. But let's just fast forward. Whatever happens this year happens. Next year, you draft your quote-unquote franchise guy. If that guy fails and Mike Tomlin's still on his lifetime contract, you do have to move on.
Yeah, well, that guy's – I mean, the odds of that guy, even if you draft a guy in the top 10 or wherever they're going to move up with their picks to get him, like the odds of them having a great rookie season is very slim, too.
Right.
So you're still pushing it down the road.
Right, so I think that's why he said decade, because they've gone
that's
5 years.
I was doing the math, too. I was like, well.
Yeah, this would be their fifth different day one starter in the last 5 seasons, which has never happened before in Steelers history. Next year, you would think, will mark 6-6. You got to give that guy a couple of years. But if he doesn't work out, if you're just middling along again, yeah, you got to move on.
Yeah.
Because that's, it's one thing to not win a bunch of games with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson and this year if it's Aaron Rodgers, but you'd then be 0-2 on trying to replace the franchise quarterback with a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, with a draft pick with the first round.
Right. You were 0-for Kenny, and then you'd be 0-for, let's just say, Drew Aller. Then, yeah, you got to move on. Most regimes don't get a chance to screw up two franchise quarterbacks. You only get one, and if it doesn't work out, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's an obvious take. However, I'm not sure Art Rooney II would see it that way. I think Tomlin could just coach until he says, oh, I'm a Supreme Court justice. I'm going to die in office years down the road.
Yeah, maybe Art Rooney doesn't see that Tomlin is the quarterback problem, Tomlin being the defensive mind, and maybe just kind of blame it on the offensive side of the ball and the offensive coordinator.
Just keep firing coordinators?
Right. I mean, you figure that by time that – we said this a couple weeks ago. By time that the young quarterback would be ready, would Arthur Smith still be here? They probably are going to have another offensive coordinator, whether Arthur Smith becomes a head coach again or his contract's up. Like, are they going to extend him? Is he going to do enough in the next year or two to be extended? Or is he going to do enough to become a head coach? Like, they're probably going to have to hire another offensive coordinator for a young quarterback.